We were deeply disappointed that the health care reform bill passed with that extreme Stupak amendment in it.
Nicole Safar, legal and policy analyst for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, on the amendment by U.S. House Member Bart Stupak of Michigan. It was part of a bill including a public option that narrowly passed the House this weekend. The Stupak amendment prohibits insurance plans purchased with government subsidies from covering abortions. But Safar says the language extends to some who would pay for the procedure themselves.
Right now, in the private insurance market, about 80% of plans cover abortion. Under this amendment, that number will be drastically, drastically reduced, and women will lose coverage they already have.
Conservative and moderate senators say they have enough votes to tank the public option. Can we expect those same lawmakers to scrap a Senate version of the abortion amendment? Safar says it's quite possible.
This amendment, the Stupak amendment, has been defeated twice in the Senate already in both committees that looked at the bill. So they have said no to this extreme language on abortion.
Meanwhile, National Right to Life accused the White House of concealing provisions for months that would fund abortions. The group called the House vote, quote, a sharp blow to the White House pro-abortion smuggling operations. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.